You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly Force users out there. Welcome to a unique release of Echo Station Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Ian, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Chris.
Hi, everybody.
So, to start things off, Chris, do you want to apologize to the people?
Yes, I am sorry. I'm actually getting over the flu, so if I sound a little wonky, and if it sounds like we are doing some cuts here and there, it's because I'm coughing my head off. So I apologize in advance.
So, and there might be one or two coughs in there by accident. Don't shoot us. We are very sorry. But yeah, Chris is not dying anymore, thankfully. So we can record our reactions and our thoughts on, of course, the Rise of Skywalker trailer that just dropped on Monday.
Yes.
So before we do that, we have like a slight bit of news. One, obviously tickets are on sale now, so go get them.
Get your tickets.
I managed to grab ours for our group, so I managed to grab ours opening night for Thursday night.
So excited. And then are we dressing up? Are we going to dress up?
So AMC, we're going to see at AMC. So AMC's policy is kind of wonky on that. You can dress up, but you can't have, like, face paint anything, and the only Star Wars character that I have has face paint, so.
Well, that's lame.
I might whip up something. We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But. So, we got our opening night, Thursday night tickets. Hurrah, hurrah. We're seeing in the Dolby Atmos Theater. And then I also got tickets for myself and my boyfriend on the weekend in IMAX so I can get that exclusive poster. Shablam, shablam, shablam.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back and do that.
If I can snag more than one, I will get one for you.
Thanks. Yeah, because I have the other posters.
I know, I do too. So I'm like, it's got to happen. But AMC for the next four Sundays or five Sundays after they release the movie, they're doing exclusive posters for each Sunday. Each one is different. So
they're really pretty.
If you want to see it four or five times, yeah, they're worth it. I love them. I have them somewhere in my box of things.
Yeah, I have the other ones as well.
House recently. So other bit of Star Wars news. With examining the new Star Wars poster that got released for Rise of Skywalker, guess who gets top billing of this movie, guys?
Woot woot!
Space Mom! She gets top billing, rightfully so. it makes me wonder if
hang on.
Her, are you okay?
I will be. Okay.
You good?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'm wondering if that will mean her presence is bigger in the movie than what we were first led to believe. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. It'll be very... every time they show her, it'll be very purposeful, I think, and very melancholy.
And we know that, obviously, you know, it's limited of what she will be in because it's archived footage at this point.
Yeah.
But still... so she gets top billing in this movie, followed by Mark Hamill and the rest of the cast. We are very excited about that. The new poster looks amazing.
Yes.
It features all the characters. I especially like the shot of Zori Bliss in there with her guns drawn. She's shooting up at the sky. Of course, Rose is in there for all the Rose fans, and we love that. So, that poster was released the same night of the trailer as well, and so that's a good-looking thing. And then finally, our last kind of little bit of news is that it is less than a month until Star Wars... oh my god, what is the name of that game? Why am I forgetting the name of this game? I have it pre-ordered. What's wrong with me? Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
what is wrong with me?
Oh my god, I started drinking way too early tonight.
I don't know.
It's because I don't.
It's after five.
I work
so,
tomorrow. Hey. It's true. But Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, that's the name of the game, Ian, is coming out in less than a month. I do have it pre-ordered because seeing a bunch of reactions of people who have played it for 3 hours recently got me on the hype train. And it looks really good.
I'm going to wait for you to play it before I delve into that.
Before you, yeah. I texted Chris a few days ago and, like, in all caps, I said, "Oh my god, Dathomir is a planet you get to visit," and we all kind of freaked out about that. That was fun.
I mean, that almost makes it worth getting.
Right, just for that one little planet tidbit. Visit. It's like, but don't you want the rest of the... No, we just want Dathomir. That's all we want. So that's it for us for Star Wars news. So let's dive into probably one of the most emotional trailers I've seen in the past, like, 2 years. So obviously, you know, The Rise of Skywalker, it is the last movie in the Skywalker saga. It's taken 40 plus years to tell the story, which is phenomenal. So when you first watched the trailer, what were your thoughts, ma'am?
Whew, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot happening, like, quick. Rey is apparently running a marathon through the trailer.
Yes.
I think it's very interesting the way they are portraying Rey and Kylo's interactions with each other.
It's very polar opposite than what The Last Jedi had.
Yeah, this is, in this particular trailer, you can't really... You wouldn't say just by, like, if this were the only information you ever had about Kylo and Rey, you would not automatically say, oh, they're enemies. Because they almost appear to be working together.
Again. There is that one shot where they're seemingly destroying Darth Vader's helmet.
Yeah. And
they're doing it together.
Well, and then she talks about how nobody really knows who she is. And then Kylo says, but I do.
Yeah, that could be a misdirection for an edit. We don't know.
Oh, sure. But I mean, that's what I think they're purposely kind of leaving it very ambiguous about where they are. It's nice to see the Resistance all together and seeing, like, a larger presence of the Resistance. That major sweep of all of the ships together was pretty crazy. And it looks like, it's like, where's Waldo of the ships?
It is. And Waldo, we found him. It's the ghost.
It's ghost, yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
So either it is the ghost or it is a ship.
Just like the ghost.
That is the same make and model as the ghost. Yeah. But I'm betting it's the ghost. Like, and so that's kind of a nod to, you know, fans who are, you know, fans of Rebels and whatnot. Yeah. And even the Clone Wars. Someone said they saw, like, episode 3 Star Destroyer in there somewhere.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They also, you know, there's a bunch of, looks like, Mon Cal ships. There's obviously the Falcon leading the charge. So who do you think is flying the Falcon at this point? Do you think
I think it's Lando. Yeah.
I do too.
It was cool to see in that whatever base they're on, that Resistance base, when they do that...
The jungle planet.
Yeah, when they do that pause on Rose, there's Dominic Moynihan's
character. Yes, and he's also with Billy Lord,
and he's
too.
With Billy Lord. She's hanging on to him. So I'm hoping that they've expanded on her character for this.
She's getting her own pop, so
that would be really cool. Well, I mean, you don't have to be that important to get a pop, let's face it.
I mean, you gotta have some kind of... You have to have something going on. But, yeah, so you see them, obviously, that's toward the end of the film. They look to be on the side of a Star Destroyer, which we will get to that shot in a minute, because that was a glorious shot. But yeah, we see Rose back. We see obviously Poe in his Nathan Drake cosplay.
Yes, Poe is looking very jungle metrosexual.
And I'm here for
it.
I'm not complaining. We have obviously John Boyega's talking to Rey, saying the Force brought us together. We have a sweeping, beautiful shot of a Rebel blockade runner, which we have not seen since episode 3 or Rogue One, really. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And that was very beautiful. And I'm like, oh, that's a classic ship. I like you. There's a bunch going on in this trailer, and we're going to try and talk, you know, the main points of it. We're going to leave some stuff out on purpose because we want to leave that, you know, for the audience to kind of, interpret on their own merit. But yeah, so basically it opens with Rey running, like you said, a marathon, and she is training, what it looks like, because you see a training droid shooting lasers at her and
yes,
deflecting them, and then she throws a helmet, which I don't know what that was about.
Well, really, so okay, so I paused that.
It's a jump scare for me.
And it looks, you know what, it almost looks like blast shield down kind of helmet sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it was a callback to that. Maybe she cut somebody's head off. Who knows?
I'm sorry, I'm still training.
We don't know.
We lost a member. What happened? They got lost in the jungle. I don't know. But it looks like also Finn is watching her from binoculars, so I don't know if he's, you know, not necessarily training with her, but like watching her progress or whatever. It's clear that through some shots and through other trailers that we've seen that Leia is definitely the one training her on this. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that Leia's not training her
right now. I didn't get that appear. I didn't get that feeling. But that's interesting.
Really?
No.
Well, because you see her in the forest, you see Rey throwing a lightsaber, and then it cuts to Leia looking like a proud mom.
Huh.
I think she's training her.
That would be awesome.
I think she is. Because originally, and there's a rumor that this got cut from the film, and if it did, I'm going to be so upset, that the film was supposed to open with a flashback of Luke trying to train Leia.
Mm.
And
that would be pretty interesting.
So the ending was changed to where Luke and Leia were supposed to help Rey fight the Emperor, but now it's supposed to be generations of Jedi Force ghosts kind of banding together with Rey to stop Palpatine. It's also rumored that a certain Togruta will be present there.
Aww.
So, that'll be very interesting to see if that comes to fruition or not. But we also see Lando. It looks like very, like, he's, like, telling maybe a story or doing, like, some kind of morale.
Lando looking thing. Happy and cheerful.
Yes.
In the middle of a war. So that's a good sign.
We see a shot of Poe's new X-Wing fighter. We see, obviously Kylo and Rey facing off against some kind of chasm on the second Death Star remnants, which is confirmed where that is, because we see also them standing in Palpatine's old throne room. And that was a great callback.
Yes.
That gave me chills when I saw that. So I'm like, oh, that's, they did that. Okay. We also get a really very somber, I'm hoping not, farewell scene with C-3PO.
Yeah, that's a weird scene. I mean, is he just being, you know, is he just being nostalgic? Does he think that, you know, this might be right before everybody goes off to some huge battle? He's just getting,
I don't know. It's because we see the little creature, I can't remember what his name is at the moment, so sorry guys, working on 3PO. And so I'm wondering, this also looks like the scene where his eyes glow red in the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you think that maybe he has like some kind of information stored on his backup hard drive that they're trying to use, and then that will like delete him if they take it out? Because he's hooked up to a bunch of wires and they're hooked up to his head.
Hmm. I don't know.
Which way I would assume like his processor would be.
Yeah. No, but there seems to be a reason why he would
say goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, as we all know, 3PO is a pessimist, but.
Yes. Well. But that was the one scene, not one scene, that was the scene that really got me started to get like emotional.
Yeah. For 3PO.
Because, you know, he says, you know, he wants to say goodbye to his friends one last time. I'm like, okay, what's happening?
Well, he's lost everybody that he's been with.
That is true. Like, the only one that he has left is Leia.
Yeah.
Leia and R2. That's it. And Chewie, I guess.
Well, and he just got R2 back.
Yes. We did see a glimpse of R2 as well. Whenever 3PO says goodbye, he gets kind of, like, all antsy and mad, mm-hmm. or something, so.
He's probably cursing him out.
You fucking asshole. How dare you leave me with these assholes? God. I don't think it bodes well for 3PO. I hope it's a misdirection, but...
Yeah.
We will see. And then we have this glorious shot of space horses.
Right? How cool is that? It was like suddenly Lord of the Rings up in here and...
Right, so
cavalry's charging in.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous shot. Like this, movie, I think JJ is catering to every single kind of audience that Star Wars has right now. So people who love Clone Wars, who love Rebels, who love the original movies, who love the prequels, who love, you know, the sequels, who love, you know, the comic books, whatever it is. I think this movie is definitely geared towards every single fan that could be expected to be there.
Oh, sure. Oh, it's specifically Disney programmed.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Bless you again. Excuse me. Bless your soul.
Bless my soul.
So... Yes, so we see Finn riding on a space horse. We see the new character, Jaina, I believe her name. Jaina or Jana, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, something like that.
I believe it's one of the two. And she is riding as well with a bunch of her people, and I assume some Resistance people as well, I believe. And then also, if you look closely, you see freaking BB-8. He's like going at him.
Barreling along with him. That's adorable.
I'm like, oh no, sir. You're going to get stomped.
I'm part of this. I'm part of this.
He just comes with his lighter. I'm gonna fuck y'all up. Here we go. But the interesting thing is they are riding on top of an Imperial Star Destroyer, an old school Star Destroyer, mind you, while all the other Star Destroyers look like they're like in mid atmosphere.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not sure what's going on here. It looks like
they are rising up. Like they're like either mid atmosphere or they're rising up quickly, because we do see an image of a Star Destroyer coming out of ice, I assume.
Yeah.
Which is, we do see a shot of a bunch of TIE fighters coming towards an ice, I don't know if it's a planet, an iceberg, ice planet. I'm not quite sure what it is.
There's some crazy stuff going on in all the Star Destroyers.
Yes.
So what about the remains of the second Death Star? What do you think about that? The throne room?
I loved seeing it. I mean, obviously they're, I don't know how they get there, like if they fight their way through there or they're transported there. I'm not sure what happens.
So, but... like, are they on Endor?
No, I don't think they're on Endor.
Well, where is this?
Well, remember, when a thing like that explodes, I'm sure chunks get sent, you know, thousands of miles in every direction.
Yeah, I doubt it would end up on another planet, though.
Well, they're on, because remember she, in the teaser trailer, she's on like some grassy field looking at the Death Star remnants.
Well, what's the main what's the main planet that Endor, the forest moon of Endor? It's a moon. So there's a major planet, obviously, that it.
So is the forest moon of Endor? Is Endor the actual planet then? Or.
See, isn't that confusing?
Yes.
Is it the forest moon of the planet Endor, or is it the forest moon called Endor?
Comment down below what you guys think. Is it Endor the actual planet and the forest moon was where the shield generator was on and the whole battle took place, or is Endor the forest moon itself? Let us know in the comments below. Help us. Help us figure out things, please.
From a certain point of view, what is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. They're on a planet, regardless. So
the sanctuary moon of Endor.
I don't know. But we'll find that out later.
Here's what canon says. Oh, no. Here we go. On Wikipedia, I should say. Endor is a gas giant located in the Endor system. So, it's a planet orbited by 9 moons, the largest of which was known as the Forest Moon of Endor. So the proper name is Forest Moon of Endor.
So maybe then it's on a different moon, because obviously it's not going to be on the gas giant.
Yeah. So the main planet is inhabitable, but the moons appear to be habitable.
Clearly, because there's a bunch of teddy bears on them.
Yes. So there you go.
So we'll see if it's on indoor or not. I doubt it's going to be on indoor, but we'll see. What did you think of, so there's a shot, it's like a stone-looking throne.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And it's the Emperor's voiceover talking, and if you look at that throne, it is very reminiscent of one of Ralph McQuarrie's drawings of the Emperor's throne room.
It is.
A very early concept. It not looks like, it basically is that. So, you know, let me get your thoughts on this. Do you think the Emperor is a clone? Do you think he survived his fall? Do you think he's a Force premonition? Or do you think that he is an embodiment of something else?
Oof.
Just like dark energy.
I almost want to say that he survived. And it's taken them...
He would be old as hell.
Yeah, but the, you know... The Force works in mysterious ways.
That's true.
When 800 years you age.
That's a lot of moisturizer.
You know, moisturize me. Okay. I think maybe he survived, and it's just taken him this long to put himself back together. Yeah, I mean, you know, if oh my god, now I'm blanking.
Who?
Our dual wielding staff.
Darth Maul?
Yes. So I was like, Maul, M. Maul. If Maul can
remember,
put
guys,
himself
she's
back.
So she's out of
yeah,
it.
I'm really out of it, guys. If Maul can literally put himself back together, basically.
That is true. And you see the Emperor, I'm assuming it's the Emperor, on some kind of like mechanical looking thing that Rey's looking up at in one of the final shots. So.
Did you? Oh god. Okay. So did you see? You probably didn't see this. The very terrible third Hotel Transylvania movie.
Oh god, no.
Okay, never mind. Well, if anybody ever saw it, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's like this bizarre old character who's really ancient, and he's in this like bizarre contraption that keeps him alive. That's the Emperor.
Oh no.
That's the Emperor.
Oh no. So there's a bunch of great shots. There's a great shot of a Y-Wing. We see the Y-Wings again, taking out a Star Destroyer cannon. You see, like I said, a bunch of horses riding on top of a Star Destroyer, which is unbelievable. The confirmed runtime for this movie is 2 hours and 35 minutes. Whew. So that's a good chunk of Star
okay.
Wars.
Some, not entirely related to Star Wars, but more to movie... themes in general. Mm-hmm. We are making movies so freaking long again. It's like it used to be in like the 30s, the 1930s, you know, like Gone with the Wind and stuff. And
yeah.
Why aren't we getting intermissions? Can we please have a built-in intermission so I can go to the bathroom?
I'm sorry, are you complaining about a 2 hour and a half long Star Wars movie?
No, it's fine when I'm in my house and I can pause it. For a pee break.
There's no peeing in Star Wars.
There's no
crying in
baseball.
There's no
peeing in Star Wars. There's no peeing in Marvel movies. There's no peeing in anything.
No, there's no underwear in space, according to Carrie
no
Fisher.
No underwear. It's not Carrie. It's according to...
Oh, that was
George.
Never mind. That's right.
That is all no from the twisted mind of George Lucas.
That is still my favorite story that she always... would tell is that George told her that there was no underwear in space.
Well, that's why she died. Bathed in starlight, strangled by her own bra.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, like I said, there's a bunch of shots in there, and there's some shots we haven't talked about, obviously. Do you think that Kylo and Rey will take down the Emperor together?
I don't know. Do you think Kylo's going to get a redemption? Like an actual redemption?
I don't know. Because you see Rey, they're in the Emperor's throne room. Her lightsaber's ignited. His isn't. She's like in attack stance, and he's like, nope.
Because he might, I mean, he may be seeing this as his grandfather's ultimate failure.
Right. And you do see him destroy the altar that Vader's helmet is on in the trailer. And if you pause it, you see Rey also holding a dagger.
Oh, is this that weird MacGuffin they were talking about?
People were thinking that it might be the Blade of Mortis.
Yeah.
And that would be amazingly cool, because it is shaped very much like that blade.
That would be an interesting route to take with this.
Yeah. Especially for those who didn't see the Clone Wars, how are you going to explain the Mortis?
Yeah.
And the gods of Mortis? Like, it's a lot to do, but also you have 2.5 hours to do this, so I'm sure you can fit something in there. So do you think that Emperor's presence is going to be felt throughout the whole entire movie, or do you think he will just pop in at the very, like, third act, basically?
I would like it to be more throughout the entire movie. But I think it'll probably be, the big third act reveal.
Yeah. Obviously, the third act reveal is also going to have a huge space battle of some kind with ships, and horses, and BB-8, and...
yeah, more space horses.
I'm kind of surprised, though, that they didn't show more of, like, the D23 footage put in there. Like, you know, Dark Rey was not to be found anywhere in this trailer.
Yeah.
You know...
I still think that's a vision.
Oh, I do, too. I fully feel it's a vision. But still, she wasn't in there. Then, you know, you would think, for a big final trailer, she would be in there. And same thing with, like, Carrie's scenes. I know hers are limited, so you probably don't want to review all of them, mm-hmm. but we've seen Rey and her hugging for the past, like, 3 trailers. Yeah.
Well, they probably don't have a lot, so they're probably just trying to eke it out a little.
Yeah.
We did get a lot of new footage, though, so I think that's... I like the direction they took with this trailer. I don't feel like it gives a lot away. It shows us a lot of things that are happening, but there's no context.
Exactly. It's basically like how the Force Awakens trailer and even the Last Jedi trailer, like, none of them really reveal the plot.
Yeah.
They reveal lots of cool things, lots of things that are going to make you go, ooh, yay, and cheer in the audience. But no plot has been revealed except for the fact that Rey is facing the First Order and Kylo Ren again along with Poe and Finn and the rest of the Resistance. That's all we got.
Which is nice, because I feel like so many times I watch a trailer and I'm like, well, I guess I don't need to see the movie now.
That's kind of how I felt with... I just saw the second Maleficent movie.
Oh, was it all revealed, pretty much?
Kinda. There's some stuff that kind of surprised me, and it was like, oh, that's nice. But besides the fact that we both need to do the costumes from that movie...
Yes.
Because the costumes in this one are gorgeous.
I pretty much figured that was the biggest reason to see the movie.
Yeah, basically. And Angelina Jolie, but, you know. It did. It gave a lot away, like, to the point where I was like, oh, I kind of saw this coming a mile away, but whatever. But yeah, no, I do like that Star Wars has kept, even with Rogue One and Solo, they have kept, you know, the plot basically under wraps.
Yeah, it's and it's the best way to do things.
It is, and I know for sure, like, and I did this with The Last Jedi and, obviously, The Force Awakens. Basically, the week of, or in the week before, I will not be, like, on social media hardly ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm warning you guys right now for all the Echo Station followers on Twitter. You may not see us go dark, but we will not be posting as frequently.
Yeah.
And we are sorry for that in advance.
Well, I mean, The Force Awakens got spoiled for me. Han Solo got spoiled for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, from a random comment on a completely unrelated Instagram post.
Right,
like, just some random asshole was like, Kylo Ren kills Han Solo, and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Right, yeah, that's how our friend Rey, it got spoiled for her. I went into it not knowing anything, thankfully.
I was so pissed off.
And same thing with The Last Jedi. But... It's going to be hard, especially since, you know, it's the age of social media, but damn it, I can do it.
Well, you know what? It's funny. It took me 6 months to see Endgame.
Really?
Yeah, I literally only saw Endgame, like, 2 weeks ago. And I managed to avoid every single spoiler.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't know, like, that Tony and Natasha died?
I mean, I figured they were going to die. I figured most of the main cast was going to die. Or the original Avengers.
Right. Wow, good for you.
But I didn't know how. I didn't know what was going to go on. I didn't know about, like, the random beheading thing. I didn't know about Tony's daughter. I didn't know any of that.
Okay.
So it was really, wow, it was really refreshing to go in and not have that spoiled.
Teach me your ways.
I think I just got lucky.
Please teach me your ways. So, okay, out of 10 thermal detonators, what do you give this trailer?
Ooh, 10 thermal detonators, what do I give this trailer? I'm gonna give this trailer 7.5 thermal detonators.
Just a half detonator?
Yes. A thumb on the switch. 7.5 okay. Thumb on the switch.
Okay. I will give it a solid 8 because I don't want to remove anyone's thumbs. And I feel like that's mean. But I can't wait for this movie. We cannot wait for this movie. We're seeing it together. This is actually our first Star Wars movie that we've seen together.
I know. It's going to be so exciting.
It's going to be very exciting, yes. Very sad.
I know.
Not sad that we're seeing it together, but sad that it's, you know, over.
Well, I'm glad that we're seeing it early enough in the day that we can, like, go sit at a coffee shop after and decompress.
Oh, for sure. Like, we'll just, like, sit there numb and just go, like, well, it's over. Huh. Yeah, just numbness all around. And we will, of course, be doing a Rise of Skywalker movie review right after it is out.
Maybe so we should just have that record right after.
Basically, we could. I mean, we could do that, or we could, you know, we don't know. We'll figure out something for you guys. Don't worry. We got you. We got you. But I can't wait for this movie. I'm on pins and needles right now because it's less than 2 months.
I know.
You do realize that, right?
It's going to fly by.
Oh, for sure.
You know what? It was hard. I did not immediately watch the trailer.
You didn't?
No. In fact, I didn't watch the trailer until this morning.
Seriously?
Yeah. One, I wasn't feeling good, so I went to bed.
Right.
Two, and I was talking to my friend Mark about this. For his reasons, he was kind of trepidatious because he wants to kind of go in more blind to the movie. For me, it was watching it is an acknowledgement that it's ending.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's gonna end.
I know, and that I don't know, but it's kind of hard.
You know what I mean? Okay, I see. I get what you're going for there.
It's just it's a little bit depressing, and I know that's silly, but it's just been such a...
No, it's not.
I mean, the Skywalker saga has been such a huge part of my entire life. And now it's ending. It's just kind of weird. You know, and it's a definitive ending. There's no leaving it open. This is it.
Yeah, there's no episode 10 or anything like that. It's
the end.
Done.
This is the end.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It is the end. And obviously, it's not the end of Star Wars because we have The Mandalorian coming out very soon, by the way. We have, you know, other Star Wars things in production, but movie-wise, this is it for about, I think, 2 or 4 years, something like that. So.
Yeah. And, I'm excited about it, and I love the Star Wars universe as a whole. You know, but growing up as a kid, it's not just that I wanted to be a Jedi, or to be a smuggler, or whatever. I wanted to be a Skywalker.
But they're kind of fucked up with the galaxy.
That's okay. My family's really fucked up, too. I felt some camaraderie there.
That's funny. I always wanted to be, like, a pilot, but then I forgot that I get motion sick a lot. And so
maybe they have, like technology to get over that. I'm sure they do.
I would just be, like, you know, probably some, like, you know, weird lackey for someone and call it good.
Be like, I don't know, like coffee boy for a hut.
There you go. Coffee. Where's Jabba's coffee? I'm getting it.
Don't talk to Jabba until he's had his third cup of coffee.
Don't look him in the eye. But so we're going off on tangents now.
Yes.
We're going off on, on random spurs of our imagination, which that means it's time for us to wrap this up.
Yes.
So obviously let us know, what you guys thought of the trailer, and did you guys get tickets? Hopefully you did. Let us know, tweet us at Echo Station Cast. Follow us as well on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram at House of Turner Cosplay and Facebook as well. Chris, where can they follow you?
I'm at Instagram. I'm on Instagram rather at Chris Jaded, and on Twitter at The Dirt Witch.
So follow us on all those platforms. Don't forget, like I said, follow us at Echo Station Cast, because we got a bunch of stuff coming up soon. Our Padme series is going to be wrapping up very soon. For season one, we have The Mandalorian coming out soon. We obviously have, you know, not The Last Jedi, that already happened. The Rise of Skywalker, and then Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. So there's a bunch of Star Wars stuff crammed in the next, like, 2.5 months.
Yes, well, with the rise of Disney Plus.
Yes.
We'll have lots of new content to talk about.
Yes, and we will try our best to cover it all. We have plans mapped out. Whether or not they will happen or not is, you know, up to us. But we will try and get that stuff to you guys. But until next time, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you always.